Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show. I've got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And we are live, so if you're in the Discord server, awesome, you can listen in. I don't have this set as a talk show, you know, obviously, it's just going to be us. You're just listening in, watching the screen or whatever you're doing, and we're gonna go through the articles like we always do.
Maybe in the future. You never know.
Yeah, you never know what we're gonna do. But anyway, what I'm going to do, I'm gonna continue to use my phone like I've been doing, but in the future I'm gonna actually have it set up to where basically I can show you guys articles, like, right off the top of the... You know what? Let's see here. What can we do? Let's try that. Let's try something a little different. So what I'm gonna do is go in here. Go into my, because we're live. Go into my server here. And go right into the news section. Here we are. News for show. So what do we got this time? Let's see. Don't worry about all that. Alright, so New York Post. A really scary breed of men are emerging. Jenna Hawking. There's a really scary breed of men growing in numbers at the moment. You can decipher them from their permanently angry faces, their outlandish views shared on social media, their all-consuming obsession with women who have a public voice. Oh, and their desperate need to try to mow these women down. We saw it recently when wannabe influencer Harrison Boone took to his TikTok and went on a rant about how women between the ages of 27 and 35 are in the danger zone. Yes, it would appear anyone in this age bracket is fast becoming unmarriable, according to him. He went on to say that women's peak value is between the ages of 18 and 24. Let me get some of these off, by the way. Just, yeah, not necessarily. There we are. Yeah, I'm going to leave my GOG banner up there. Of course. I shop at GOG and I'm doing the Humble Bundle.
That one girl looked like.
Anyway, yes, it would appear that...
Guess how I got my teeth wet. Yeah.
It would appear anyone in this age bracket is fast becoming unmarriable, according to him. Eek, he went on to say that women's peak value is between the ages of 18 and 24. Isn't that the truth, though? Their peak value. Their peak.
It depends on which part you're into.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, I love the body at 18 to 24. But,
yeah, I get you.
Some of them nowadays have been brainwashed with the TikTok mentality.
Right.
Of, Oh, what did you say? Short attention span. Want to get famous for nothing. Want to show their ass on OnlyFans.
Yep.
Aren't getting the money because they're not in the top tier. Well, you got to step it up. If guys like pissing, you better show some pissing.
Yeah. Back to the article. When they are at their most vulnerable, most easily manipulated by losers, perhaps. Now, sure, my boobies probably sat a little higher back then, but I was nowhere near ready to get married at that age. Good Lord, I would have married an absolute dud. He even went so far as to calling one popular female podcaster, saying she was riding the cock carousel from one relationship to the next, simply because she dared to publicly speak about sex. Scandalous. Now, if you're wondering who the heck Harrison Boone is, what she calls him buffoon, is, you may have to stretch your mind back to season 10 of Married at First Sight, which is not some show I'd ever even fucking heard of.
Oh, it's crazy.
Don't worry, doll. I had forgotten who he was as well. Anyway, his absolutely deluded rant was giving off, "I'm desperate for 5 minutes of fame. A thirsty, thirsty man." The problem is, he isn't a lone weirdo whom we can snicker at and then get on with our day. Oh no, there are millions of angry men filling our social media space right now. They're creating YouTube channels faster than the speed of light. They're reposting deeply unsettling and sexist memes before I've even had my morning coffee. And they're hosting online forums in the depths of the dark interwebs like us.
All
injecting their own anti-women values into each other.
Where's this dark interweb? Facebook?
While many women have been surprised by the increasingly rate of angry male rants, I'm not. Anytime I post a slightly sexy picture on Instagram, I'm hit with angry comments from men calling me a slut.
It's like whenever, I said, dress for the job you want. If you dress like a slut, don't be surprised when you get called a slut.
Whenever I write an article about a new female-led sex trend, I get inundated with messages calling me a whore. And honestly, take one look at the comments that will appear under this article from angry males and tell me we don't have a serious problem with the narrative created by men right now. So, some questions for these men. When did you all become so angry, and what makes you feel big and tough taking it out on women?
What?
Yes, I am single and do, from time to time, enjoy a wonderful sex life. Why is that a threat? Why do you take so strongly to the comment sections in YouTube videos and Instagram posts to know that I'm unmarriable? Because if it's unmarriable to you, I jolly well hope so.
I'll look at it this way. Nobody wants to eat. Or no one wants to pay for a half-eaten pizza.
Rather than focusing on how we women are choosing to live our lives, perhaps you need to take a long, hard look at why we are clearly rejecting you in droves. Could it be you? Spoiler alert, yes it could. You're angry and mean, and let's be honest, a little obsessed with us. So move on, Dementors, and get some therapy, because all this ranting is not going to help you get laid. All it will do is raise your blood pressure and make those ugly stress veins pop from your forehead.
Oh, like,
ew.
Nah, we look good at our old age.
The good news is these men seem to out themselves fairly quickly. So many times our female spidey senses will tingle and a little warning light will go off in our brains to avoid them, but not always. So ladies, if a guy is saying something that seems a little bit off, maybe sexist or a little misogynistic, follow your gut feeling and avoid him like the plague. These are not happy men. And for heaven's sakes, men, if you notice your friend is throwing around some toxic traits, perhaps call him out. We women can't be left to call them out on our own. Step up to the plate, lads.
What, you don't want to work? What the fuck?
Let's see what the comments say. I feel very confident in the fact that the overwhelming majority of men are not obsessed with women, especially ones who share every bit of their lives on social media. Any man worth a salt will shy away from that, and any woman worth a salt will not be doing that. Yes, sir!
If I'm not posting on my art board or whatever, I'm not posting. I'm rarely on the internet.
Right.
I mean, I'll check my Facebook every once in a while, see whose birthday it is. Oh, it's someone's birthday. I wish them a happy birthday. That's about it. But, yeah. Where do guys get mad? I mean, in the words of Trump, there's good people on both sides, and there are real shitty people on both sides. Women, the ones that are going man-to-man, it looks pretty obvious, like, they want the sex, they want the carefree lifestyle, and you aren't going to get that with a marriage.
Oh, absolutely not.
And then on the guy's side, it's, there's going to be more, women are going to have way higher body count than any man. I mean, unless they're just like top tier, know how to manipulate and all that, women are just going to have a higher body count. Or
all right.
Unless they choose not to.
All right, so here we go. Big news. Harvey Weinstein rape conviction overturned by New York Appeals Court.
Damn.
Actress Ashley Judd, who previously came forward with allegations against Weinstein, called the latest ruling an act of institutional betrayal. A New York Appeals Court overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction Thursday, ordering a new trial and a stunning reversal of a landmark Me Too case. Okay, guys, so why is this important? Because so many men were thrown under the fucking bus due to this, which is being what? Overturned 4 years later.
Well, you know, they don't just overturn shit without some kind of proof or evidence.
Right.
We gotta find out what that is.
In a 4-2 in a 4-3, which means it was very close.
Yeah.
4-3 decision, the appeals court found that Weinstein's trial judge allowed prosecutors to call women who said Weinstein had assaulted them to testify, even though their accusations did not specifically relate to the entertainment mogul's charges. Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison after being convicted in February 2020 of forcing oral sex on TV and film production assistant Mimi Haley in 2006 and third-degree rape of hairstylist Jessica Mann in 2013.
Yeah.
He was acquitted of first-degree rape and 2 counts of predatory sexual assault from actor Annabelle Ciara's allegations of rape in the 90s. He has denied ever engaging in non-consensual sex. Justice was served. I believe this decision is larger than Harvey Weinstein, Donna Rotuno, Weinstein's defense lawyer, told Fox News in a statement. Courts cannot operate on emotion and lack of due process. The world is off balance. And when the justice system does not work, nothing does. This decision restores faith in the foundation of our system. Ashley Judd, the first actress to come forward with allegations against Weinstein, reacted to the appeals court decision during a press conference Friday. Thursday. I went on the record telling my story because when survivors tell their stories, they are exercising a powerful form of leadership that sparks others to join in shared action that catalyzes change, she told reporters. This today is an act of institutional betrayal, Judd explained. And our institutions betray survivors of male sexual violence. And we need to work within and without the systems to start having what is known as institutional courage. I stand shoulder to shoulder with women who have bloody knees because male sexual violence may knock us down, but we get
That's
right
not
back
why
up
they got
and
bloody
together.
Knees.
We Come are burn. In the struggle from freedom from male for freedom from male entitlement to our bodies. If Weinstein.
You, all right. So if you don't want to have sex with someone, how is he going? I mean, I don't
now
know.
Now they say that they a man can overpower a woman, which in some cases that is true.
But sometimes it's you want to have sex? Would you like to go back to my place?
Right.
And then they're like, he assaulted me.
Yeah, I know.
No
I know.
No one should go after my body. I'm like, well, not after they hear you talk. But yeah, you looked all right up until then. I don't know the guy. I've heard both sides of the story from people in Hollywood talking. Who knows? But, you know, they didn't get uproared when Cosby got released.
Oh, Danny DeVito here says he
with the fingering and the fucking and
it said Danny DeVito says he and Rhea Perlman are together in a lot of ways. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she holds him together. Make sure that penis don't fall off at his age.
Well, she was on Cheers.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Weinstein was one of the biggest figures in the Me Too movement after being accused. Well, we know all about this. Yeah, they're just going on and on about what we've already...
Well, thing is...
What we already know.
A lot of that's been defrauded because every time someone gets accused, there's like 8 or 9 girls that come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Like... when there wasn't no hope of getting money or success or 15 minutes of fame, where were you then?
In January 2023, Weinstein's lawyer, Arthur Idala, filed an appeal for a new trial, arguing Weinstein did not receive a fair trial in New York due to legally insufficient charges. Harvey is innocent and never should have been convicted or even tried for these allegations, Weinstein's rep Judah Engelmeyer told Fox News Digital at the time. The trial failed at objectivity from the minute former Judge Burke berated Harvey, asking him if he wanted to spend the rest of his life in prison over the use of a cell phone that occurred before the judge ever entered the courtroom or began the day's proceedings.
Sound like a cunt.
Burke was rejected from the bench as a result, and the case should have been too. From the lies a juror told to private lawyers representing non-case-related complaints acting as prosecutorial surrogates, as we were often gagged, the jury was steered in a direction they never would have gone in if it were honest. So, there you go.
How hard are they going to have to look to find someone that doesn't know the story behind Harvey Weinstein's name?
Right.
I mean, it literally started a movement, which I think a lot of that stuff in Hollywood, it's kind of more... It is by design. It's not a coincidence anything happens. I think there's a lot more to it than what we think about. That's just stuff you see in movies. That shit happens all the time. If you think about it, think about all the overturnings in Venezuela, all those with election that they're trying to preach to America to stop what they're doing so they don't end up the same way.
Right.
That stuff sounds like fiction and so devious that you can't even imagine, and it's actually happening in real time.
That's true.
You know, they're letting rapists and murderers that don't even belong in the country out, and they're prosecuting a president for possibly having sex with a porn star. That's what she does for a living.
Wow.
And the thing is, she's already said it's not true. So she's told multiple people it's not true, and they're still taking it to trial.
Okay. But, so.
Yeah, that was just an instance.
Okay. All right. Next article. New York Post: daily showers are purely performative and have no real health benefit, experts insist. Call it perfumative hygiene. Experts say the daily shower has no proven health benefit, dismissing the dousing as a socially accepted practice geared toward staving off accusations of funkiness, as A-listers like Jake Gyllenhaal and Mila Kunis admit they've been saying no to the nozzle. Why are we washing? Mostly because we're afraid somebody... Mostly because we're afraid someone else will tell us we're smelling. Environmentalists Dunacad McCarthy told the BBC. The prostitute state author only hoses off once per month to help the environment, a lifestyle choice inspired by spending 2 weeks in the Amazon with the indigenous Yanomami people, he said. Every other morning, McCarthy told a reporter he opts instead for a wash at the sink using a cloth to give his body a good scrub.
Oh, a horse bath. That's what they call it.
And while abstaining from daily showers might seem like antisocial behavior, medical experts are inclined to lean toward agreeing with earthy types like McCarthy, saying that the modern obsession with cleanliness can actually be hazardous to one's health. Manhattan dermatologist Dr. Julie Rusak previously told the Post that prolonged and daily showers can strip away the skin's microbiome, which plays a role in protecting the skin and is also extremely important in overall health of the body. Yep. Chemist David Whitlock was so adamant about preserving this dermal barrier that the bathing abstainer didn't shower for 12 years, instead opting to spray himself with good bacteria that he claims neutralizes the body's smell-making chemicals. When asked about addressing critics, he told Vice, "Tell anyone who mocks you that they are betraying profound ignorance of the skin microbiome and then walk away." The anti-splash backlash comes as people are actually showering more than ever before. In 2021, researchers at Harvard Health found that 66% of Americans shower every day, while a 2005 report claims that it is common for Brits to shower once or twice a day. "We wash our bodies so much more than we did in the past," said Dale Southerton, a sociology professor at the University of Bristol who co-authored the UK study. The change has mostly come about over the past 100 years, and it was not planned, the School of Management professor said. In fact, it seems to have happened almost by accident. Experts have chalked up this phenomenon, rather, to the increasing prevalence of showers, which became common in U.S. homes since circa the 1920s, and in their across-the-pond counterparts in the 50s. If you go 100 years back, we didn't shower every day, because the shower was not a normal thing to have, declared Kirsten Graham Hansen, a professor in Denmark at Aalborg University's Department of the Built Environment.
We did get baths, though, here and there.
We didn't shower because of health. Excuse me, we don't shower because of health, we shower because it's a normal thing to do. Throw in the societal stigma of not showering, and it's no secret why people are irrigating their epidermises on the reg. Sally Bloomfield, honorary professor at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, claimed that people shower every day because it's socially acceptable. So how much should you really shower? That depends. There's no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to washing skin and hair, Seattle dermatologist Joyce Park told the New York Times last year. The ideal frequency depends on your skin and hair type, how much you sweat, and how dirty you get. I agree. Yeah. Experts advise people who have drier skin or suffer from conditions like eczema to take shorter, less frequent showers to preserve their aforementioned skin microbiomes. If one does not feel the need to shower daily after work or a workout, they should only focus on the areas that have higher concentrations of sweat accumulation, dermatologist Roussac explained. Let's see what they have to say. This is nothing more than an environmentalist ploy to restrict water usage. They've already put big brakes on showerhead flow rates, and the public said almost nothing. That's emboldened them to take further steps, and I fear it won't be long before water rationing is put in place.
That's what they do in California. I don't go suck a dick. Now, whether you want to take a short shower every day or every... I don't, because if you take a shower every day, it's going to wash away your natural oils. I always see people that look older than what they are.
Right.
That's because they dry their skin.
Right.
If you have oily skin,
right,
you stay young looking. That's why women smother themselves in lotion all the damn time.
Right.
It preserves your body's moisture, which makes you look younger.
Please
keeps you from drying out.
Please bathe every day, at least on the days you're going out to work or socialize. In the old days, women used to carry a perfume sachet that they could hold up to their nose in case they had to be around someone who smelled, because they only bathed once a week and wore the same clothes every day and washed their clothes only on wash day. And Joe Blow responds with, it's also why people would send piles of fragrant flowers to funerals to mask the stench of rotting death. I wonder why.
Well, they used to put the coffins on top of a block of ice.
Especially in the summer months.
Because they'd have wakes at houses then.
Yes, and use deodorant that works.
One of my aunts on my porch at my house, she died when she was young. And they had, I've got pictures of her on my front porch on ice for the wake.
I think this is... Oh! Fitness influencer reveals haters' cruel comments about her body. Fitness influencer Tammy Hembro has revealed the gross things that people keep saying about her body. We can look at here.
Gross.
Hembro, 30, is a mum to three, one of Australia's most successful influencers with more than 17 million followers on Instagram, and also owns the activewear line Sasuke. She's made a name for herself by creating a successful business, but like the Kardashians are known for their curves, she's always been known for her toned and fit physique. She often posts selfies or videos of her working out and markets her fitness programs on the results she's obtained herself. She's actually in very good shape. Despite being a famous person universally known for having a great body, she still has to deal with people criticizing it. The influencer took to Instagram and posted a photo of herself wearing lingerie, but the caption revealed the kind of commentary people have made about her body. I used to get old all the time. Well, that's what it literally says. I used to get told, Brad.
I used to get old all the time. Now I don't. Right. I'm ageless, like that Tony song, because he killed his bitch.
I used to get told all the time that strong isn't sexy or feminine. A few years into my training, it was a daily occurrence, she wrote. Hembro also added that she wholeheartedly disagreed with that statement, and fans were quick to offer her support, calling her stunning and goals. Hembro is familiar with public scrutiny. In 2023 of December, rather, the young mum faced criticism simply for getting engaged to influencer Matt Zukowski, and the joyful news overwhelmingly triggered judgment instead of celebration. Never in my life have I felt so safe, so loved, so understood, so cared for. What a plot twist you were, Hembro wrote when announcing her engagement. Hembro, 29, has three children. She shares her two eldest kids with her ex, Reese Hawkins, and her youngest child, Posey, born in 2022, with her ex, Matt Poole. The fitness icon was engaged to both the men she shares children with, calling her engagement with Poole in December 2022. Calling off her engagement, rather. So, damn, three men already. She was then inundated
with... 29.
Yeah.
Her three kids, three different dudes.
Right. She was then inundated with people criticizing her choice to get engaged because she already had three children with two other men.
Well,
that's fucking fair. I mean,
don't get me wrong. That's nothing wrong with marrying after kids. But if your streak is by 29, three kids from three different men.
Yeah.
Most people, plenty of people have three kids by 29, but they're with the same person.
Right. The backlash was so severe that Hembro addressed it on an interview with Stellar in which she said that staying with her previous partners was not the best option for her or her children.
Because
oh, you think so?
She's self-indulged.
When people say, oh, you're introducing your kids to another man, I get what they're coming from. But I'm not doing this lightly, she explained. Hembro pointed out that blended families can
be
amazing.
She sure did fuck carelessly.
Yeah. But the old-fashioned belief that she should work things out for the sake of her kids was not the best option.
For the sake of her kids.
Yeah.
Fuck them kids. I gotta worry about me.
Maybe she should quit seeking attention if she doesn't want attention. Attention seeking will bring both positive and negative attention. Whatever happened to being modest?
So she's talking about people are talking bad about her body. I think that's bullshit. I think she just popped up. Now, sure, there's gonna be some people say some things. Nothing worth writing an article over.
Okay, Bob the Builder. I do like Bob the Builder's comments. He says, I've actually read a lot of his comments on the show. He knows his shit. This woman chose the easy path in life. Take your clothes off for attention/money.
Yep.
She could have gone to school to be an accountant, doctor, or engineer. But most women, not all, see the easy money to be made from men's desire for sex and naked women. Good for them, but don't get upset when men see you for what you are, a piece of meat.
I was watching some thing about, I can't think of her name off the top of my head, but she's a porn star.
Right.
Former porn star, and she used all her money that she made from making porn to go to med school. Pretty interesting.
Got a bored panda article here. This is kind of different. It's frowned upon. Billie Eilish challenges taboos related to women's pleasure. Billie Eilish candidly addressed taboos related to women's sexuality and masturbation while reflecting on the challenges of being labeled and misunderstood in the public eye, including her sexual identity. Ahead of her third album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, set to be released on May 17th. In a Rolling Stone expose of the songstress published on Wednesday, April 24th, Billie revealed that her favorite way of decompressing was having sex, emphasizing that she loved talking about it anytime she possibly can. Stressing that sex was literally her favorite topic, the 22-year-old singer explained, "My experience as a woman has been that it's seen in such a weird way. People are so uncomfortable talking about it and weirded out when women are very comfortable in their sexuality and communicative about it. I think it's such a frowned upon thing to talk about, and I think that should change. I do agree with her there. You ask me what do I do to decompress? That shit can really, really save you sometimes. Just saying. All can't right. Recommend it more, to be real.
I will say, no one minds a woman being talking about sex. It's kind of exciting. It's how they talk about it in the way, like,
right.
I've had all these dicks in me.
Right,
who's
right,
next?
Right.
Getting alive.
Billie spoke out about the taboo of...
My pussy's the Disney World of fucking...
Billie spoke out about the taboo of female masturbation, emphasizing its role in boosting her confidence and coping with body issues and dysmorphia throughout her life. TMI, but self-pleasure is enormous, enormous part of my life and a huge, huge help for me, she confessed, adding, people should be jerking it, man. I can't stress it enough as someone with extreme body issues and dysmorphia that I've had my entire life. The What Was I Made For hitmaker further admitted that she found masturbating hot and that it enabled her to make a raw, deep connection to herself and her body and have a love for her body that she has not really ever had. Billy told Rolling Stone, I gotta say, looking at yourself in the mirror and thinking I look really good right now is so helpful. You can manufacture the situation you're in to make sure you look good. You can make the light super dim. You can be in a specific outfit or a specific position that's more flattering. I've learned that looking at myself and watching myself feel pleasure has been an extreme help in loving myself and accepting myself and feeling empowered and comfortable. I should have a PhD in masturbation, the musician reportedly claimed. At this year's Coachella, Billy teased some of the new songs, including Lunch, in which sexual nature was discussed.
Was it?
So,
I will say, she's bringing up masturbation like it's just being discovered.
Well, for, you know, but women really don't talk a lot about it.
Well,
in real,
the thing is, why is it so much more accessible to women as far as sex toys and
because of men. Because of men. I'll be honest with you. I've had no more out of men and women.
Yeah.
I get the worst comments about sex toys and the worst pushback on sex toys from men. Never
men.
From women.
Oh, they're
from
foolish.
Men.
Shit.
No, from men.
Why?
I've constantly had it.
Oh, about women's sex toys?
No,
men's
about
sex
men's sex toys.
Why?
Because they believe
what's
in several
them?
Men that I have talked to, and some of you guys can kind of attest to this, so you may have heard it yourself. They'll say the only thing a man should be using other than his hand is a woman's vagina. He literally says a woman. You use a woman. If you're going to have sex, you have sex with a woman.
Well,
that's literally what they're saying. They're saying masturbation shouldn't be like... Again, that's what I'm getting. I've talked to a lot of guys about this. They're like, yeah, you just need a woman. You just need to get a woman. A woman would be better than that. So I keep seeing this over and over and over and over and over again.
Yes, I treat my women like I do my cereal boxes. If they look the kind of flashy I like,
yeah,
those are the ones I take home to eat.
Right.
If they look like something I don't want,
right.
Well, I'm not getting generic when I want name brand, damn it.
Right.
I mean, I could go out and get vagina tonight. I'd be crying afterwards, look like Elizabeth Shue and leaving Las Vegas, rocking in the shower naked. I didn't want that.
That song was actually part of what helped me become who I am, to be real, the California native explained. She continued, I wrote some of it before even doing anything with a girl and then wrote the rest after. I've been in love with girls for my whole life, but I just didn't understand until last year when I realized I wanted my face in a vagina.
She looked like a muffin muncher.
Yeah. I was never planning on talking about my sexuality ever in a million years. It's really frustrating to me that it came up. Back in December, Billy was asked during her appearance on the red carpet at Variety's Hitmakers event about viral comments she had made alluding to her sexual orientation during an interview for Variety. So, she says, I'm physically attracted to him. That's literally all she said. And then, let me just finish this.
Finish, man. Finish.
I'm physically attracted to them. We got to talk about your cover story because you mentioned that you felt like for a long time women didn't like you. And when that came out, all the women were like, no, we love her. How did that reception feel? And then she said, I'm still scared of them, but I think they're pretty. And then the interviewer said, Billy, did you mean to come out in that story? To which the Ocean Eyes hitmaker quipped, girl, no, I didn't. But I kind of thought, wasn't it obvious? I didn't realize people didn't know. I mean, you didn't know she was a lesbian?
Yep, I was pretty sure.
That's a lesbian. I mean, that's lesbian vibes,
yeah.
Folks.
They hate themselves. They hate others. Yeah.
I mean, look! Look there! How would you not know that's a Do you know, what's her name? She's funny as hell. She was on Saturday Night Live last time.
Oh, you talking about, Yeah.
No, yeah.
She used to be on Saturday Night Live.
No. She was in the Barbie movie also.
Oh, you're talking about Wolf of Wall Street girl?
No.
No.
The one that was...
Oh, you're talking about Bull Dyke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
How could you not? Yeah, I mean, you can tell when women are lesbians.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
it's just
But she's been preaching it since she's been on the show. She's been on the show over a decade before she left.
I know that. But I'm just saying, we all knew.
Yeah.
Look, we all knew.
She played one role where she looked like she could be straight. It was, and it was the gayest one of all. It was the one where, what's his name? Jessica, what is her last name? Married to Colin Jost on Saturday Night Live. I can't think. She's Black Widow in Marvel's movie. Anyway, is where she was wanting to be a future president and had the Hillary Clinton haircut. Killed a hooker or something.
Oh, yeah, I remember
and
that.
And then she played Australia. I was like, huh, she looked pretty good as a straight person.
Rock, paper, shotgun. This is interesting. Steam says those hours you time criminals put in during advanced access now count during... Let's try that one again. Advanced access now count toward the refund allowance. No more time crime. Players that put more than 2 hours into pre-purchase or advanced access games will now be exempt from Steam's refund policy, says Steam. The maker of said policy and thus the final word on how it's implemented. As spotted by The Verge, this change is intended to combat a loophole where filthy time criminals could fill their stolen boots with ill-gotten fun, pre-release, then get their money back. The full statement reads as follows. Today we have updated a portion of our refund policy regarding pre-purchase titles. This change covers titles that are in pre-purchase and offer advanced access. Playtime acquired during the advanced access period will now count towards the Steam refund period. You can find out more information here. Wow. Yep.
The sneaky folks.
Empirically speaking, there's not enough fun and money in the world to go around, and I think it's absolutely disgusting that some people were allowed to have both. He can fuck off a little bit.
They got what I want. Why can they have it and I can't?
So, you know who doesn't do that? GOG.
Really?
And you know, oh, look at that. Are those hentai? Yeah, there's a little bit. Yeah, look at that. Fetish Locator Week 3. Oh, fuck that score. They don't know what they're talking about. Oh! Holy shit!
Womanizer
with soundtrack. Okay. After the show, we're actually going to be playing this.
Alright.
Yes. I have to buy it first. They dropped it on me 15 minutes ago. How the fuck? Wow. Okay, so let's look at Womanizer. Womanizer. Let's look at some pictures here.
Can you womanize?
Yeah. It's different.
You can keep them in a backpack? What?
It's a little different. It's a little different. We can look at some...
What's his name?
Yeah, it does. Nadia?
Where's McLovin?
I mean, I like the art. Because it's realistic, but it's also definitely drawn a little bit. Some of it's not 100%. Like, her fingers look kind of weird in that one scene. Yeah. But yeah, there's all these different... Nastia. Oh, there we go. All right, so how much do y'all want for this game? That's the important part. Oh, we've got all these girls we can talk to. Womanizer, all right.
You know, with a womanizer, I can't wait to womanize.
So, it says coming soon. Where the hell's the game? So you guys, I guess we won't be playing it.
Here, play the preview.
I did.
Oh, that was the
preview. That was the preview.
Well, shit. That wasn't much
I know, right? So, it says notify me, and I guess that's the only thing I can do.
We won't be playing it tonight.
I guess we won't be playing it tonight, because it's like, now available. I mean, that's literally what it just said. Did it not just say,
yeah,
now out? Where's the game?
It probably is. You just have to find a page. I've been on one of those before.
No, I'm there. This is the official page. It's not there. Somebody fuck something up. Anyway, I'm going to wait real... Ooh, it says $8. Okay, well, I'm going to go buy this anyway. Oh, well, I'm not going to buy this live. That's important stuff.
You're
I don't
silly.
Need. Yeah, I don't need to, you know, we don't need to go to that. Oh, there's a soundtrack. I don't want it. Honestly, I don't care. Unless it's just awesome fucking music that blows my mind, like Being a Dick style music sometimes. No.
Oh, yeah.
But all right, guys. So anyway, you'll be able to get all kinds of great games without having to worry about... They give you 30 days. 30 days. Doesn't matter if you played the whole fucking game. 30 days, you go back. Oh. And look at that. They got, where was it? I don't even see it now. What did they do with their... Anyway, there was a Shiravune thing, and, I don't know what the fuck happened. It seems like their website's changed a little bit. I don't know what happened. Anyway, that's a little bizarre. This offer is gone. What the fuck did I just do? Let's try this again.
No.
Okay, here we go. Drain Mansion, $15. Oof. And you also have Tenola, Destiny Star, Girlfriend, Holy Paladin, Cynthia, and also Master Magistrate also is one that got added. So if you guys are into some hentai games, you're gonna find them here. Because, like, right here. Like, right the fuck here. Holy Paladin, Cynthia, Southie. Remember Southie? Really fucking dark game that we'll be playing later on. We played a little bit of it, and we'll probably play more of it next month, but... Yeah, there you go. The only reason I wanted to go show you guys this is because it's out, and GOG usually doesn't update their adult stuff that much. As a matter of fact, this is the most adult stuff they've updated at one time in the past number of weeks. So right now, you've got a bunch of adult games on GOG right fucking now, uncensored. Like, there's mosaics, but, you know, the sexual content is all there. So you've got Southie, you've got Master Magistrate, platonically mauled by a magic cougar, because you know who? You know, I mean, they're nice.
Magic cougar.
They're nice. I got nothing wrong
like
with magic cougars.
Cougars.
Yeah. Now, some of the people in the forum thought they were talking about an actual animal, and I was surprised.
No.
Master Magistrate. Now, this game is actually like Ace Attorney. If you've played the Ace Attorney games, where you solve different cases and things. You're basically solving cases, and yes, it does have adult content. So, enjoy that. It's light adult content, though, so don't get, you know, don't... Destiny Star Girlfriend, there's just a lot of stuff, but this is some of the newer stuff they have. And also, you know, the game that's come out recently, Jack Holmes, Master of Puppets, looks really fucking cool. It's an FPS... And it's kind of like a mix of Five Nights and Freddy's, but if shit was a lot more hardcore and...
Or if it was grown up.
Yes, if it was grown up. That's the best way to put it. But all right, guys, so you can check those out there. And now our final article. What do we got? What do we got? Oh, yeah, there was a woman. She died after eating sushi. That sucks.
Well, you know, that's some bad sushi. Did she eat blowfish or something?
I don't know. I have 25...
They said that's the one that can kill you.
I got 25 tattoos and started regretting every single one of them by the time I was 30, but I can't afford to get them lasered off.
Well, that's what you can.
Oh, damn it.
Got to take enough time to make sure that's what you want on you for the rest of your life.
I can pause this. Rose Nicholson, 32, revealed that she would remove them, but said it's too pricey. All right, it says a woman with 25 tattoos revealed that she regrets every single piece of body art she's ever had. Huh. Rose Nicholson, 32, an accountant from Manchester, got her first tattoo, an 8-inch heart design across her chest when she was 19. Over the following 8 years, Miss Nicholson added a half sleeve of colorful characters from the Neverhood, an adventure-themed video game released in 1996. I've never even heard of it. On her arm, along with lyrics of the song Smile by Idea and Abilities. Neverhood.
Neverhood.
The Neverhood. On the same arm, Rose had 4 pre-designed flash tattoos where you turn up on the day for a design that is ready to be installed immediately, and 3 Harry Potter tattoos. She continued adding tattoos all over her body until she was 27, only to say that she hated all of them by the time she reached 30.
2 years before she hated them, she was getting... Or 3 years before she was still getting them.
Her final one, the Deftones' White Pony, great record. On the back of her thigh was at the age of 27, but Rose says that by the time she was 30, she hated them all. Rose says she considered getting them removed, but that the total cost was too much for her to afford, too expensive due to her number of tattoos.
I'm wondering what her reasoning behind hating them is.
Speaking about, not a but, the possibility of getting them removed, Rose said, I know it's possible, but the process is long-winded, expensive, and painful. I don't really have the disposable income as an adult as I did when I was younger. I was living at home, and my cash for my job went to buying tattoos. When you're young, you don't care about what everyone else thinks, and you don't want to listen. She also said that she's a big fan of the Harry Potter books and films, but lamented how they would not match her outfit choices these days. I don't like the way it looks on me anymore. They don't look right with the clothes I want to wear. There was no attempt at design. There's no uniformity. The work isn't bad, but it's cartoon characters.
You know what she could do? OnlyFans.
By the time I was 30, I realized I hated my tattoos and wished I could take them all back. Rose says that she nearly always has to wear long sleeves to work to prevent people from seeing her tats. The first time everyone saw them at work was during a 40-degree heat wave, and people were surprised, she said. She added that she does not wear low-cut shirts or dresses due to her first piece of body ink, an 8-inch wide and 3-inch tall heart tattoo. She continued by saying the tattoos she chose when she was younger give the wrong impression of her lifestyle. People look at tattoos and assume I am a certain way, interested in going to metal shows or going out and getting drunk with friends, she said. She said she doesn't want to talk about the tattoos she chose to get and that people often ask her about them unsolicited. There's a guy who came up to me and...
Insert here.
There was a guy who came up to me and asked if he could touch them, she said. That might have been part of what led to me wishing I never got them. I didn't want to talk about my tattoos all the time. I thought it was cool to have tattoos, and here I am now. I just hate them all and wish I could take them all back. I thought it was cool to have tattoos, and here I... Oh, okay, we
scroll
said
down
that already.
So we can see.
She said that if she was speaking to her younger self, her advice would be to consult a tattoo artist about prospective ideas for body art.
Yeah.
Rose added that anyone wanting a tattoo should wait until they're 30 to ensure that they're satisfied with their choice of body ink.
She could have talked to a graphic designer.
Many of us make mistakes or go through phases which we regret. Unfortunately, she has to carry hers with her forever unless she can get them removed. Perhaps just start by getting the most visible ones removed. And someone said, how about removing the lip and nose rings as well? And someone said... I don't know. For starters, good one. I don't know.
Too little, too late. Right. I mean, you can get them taken off, but...
Might be rather painful.
You'd have to look... You'd have to Google after lasering, because I think it still leaves a remnant of the tattoo.
Right.
It just leaves a clear canvas to go over.
Right. I getcha.
But... Yeah, bring up her picture real quick.
I did.
Well, no, I wasn't looking. I'm trying to see what other tattoos I can identify from the 90s. A little bit of nostalgia. You go down, that's where she got the tattoos.
Well, the...
Can I touch to a tattoo? Look, zoom in on the arm. Let's work our way down. See how ununiform it
is. I can't. It won't let me zoom in. It's just a gallery image. It won't let you.
All right. Takes away from me wanting to know.
Nah, you can't do it. Sorry.
There, see, that's a bigger picture.
Well, that's all the right. Same picture. Can I zoom in with this fucking program, but can I zoom out?
Those two look like robots from Futurama.
Whoops. See, it does that.
Exit out of the ring video.
Oh, I find it. Okay, good. TV...
Beck, I'm trying to read, buddy. You're just all over the place.
No, I'm kidding.
Exactly.
I'm serious.
Tomorrow. Respect tomorrow.
I don't know what that is.
Respect tomorrow.
I don't know what that is. It's like a robot thing.
I like
bear.
Pickles.
And there's a TV and some other stuff.
My name's Eunice. Would you like to check out my OnlyFans? Got a lot of tattoos.
All right, she's got... I mean, there's these things. That's not too bad. I don't have a problem with bad. That.
She
really
just stopped with that. That one looks decent.
It's whatever. I'm not hating on this one. She
saw a pair of tattooless tits, and she said, "Damn it, I want tattooless tits." Well, yeah. Wishing one hand shit in
the
other.
Bitch. See which one gets full the fastest. All right. So, I think that's all we got. What's that about a robot dog with flamethrowers? I don't know. We'll find out maybe tomorrow.
What?
Yeah. And that, we do have one more article then, don't
so
we?
You overlooked the robot dog to go to a man in a sweater?
No,
a cardigan?
No. Man with Britain's largest penis reveals the downsides from getting thrown out of yoga because others assumed that he was aroused to being a, damn it. How do you get rid of this shit? Okay, there we go. Can I turn my it says shields are on. Man's with Britain's largest.
What about the photon phasers?
Advanced controls. Block scripts. That might do it. Man with Britain's largest penis reveals the downsides from getting thrown out of yoga because others assumed he was aroused to being used by a date who wanted to show him off on OnlyFans.
Oh, you poor bastard.
A man with the biggest penis in Britain has revealed that being so well endowed comes with a number of problems.
Is that the guy?
Yes. According to Matt Barr, 40, who made the comment while appearing on This Morning Today, he first revealed that he had a bigger penis measuring in it more than 12 inches than his peers during showers after PE. And he said that despite the myth that bigger is better, as a shy youngster he wanted to be normal like his peers. In addition, he added the size of his penis comes with its own set of problems, including difficulties when he was dating. Matt explained, it's difficult because it's not something you really spring on people as a surprise because it just does scare people away generally. But obviously, you don't want to be creepy and bring it up too early. So how do you start that conversation? He added that the size of his penis had got him into trouble once during a yoga class when he was asked to leave as it was thought to have been aroused due to the size of his appendage. According to Matt, I was wearing a very baggy shirt and shorts, but because of the yoga positions, people just got the wrong idea. And that's the way it sometimes goes, because you can dress normally, baggy clothing, and it's not too difficult. But that wasn't the worst experience he had. Describing a worse situation, Matt revealed that once he went on a date during which the women he was seeing had an ulterior motive. While Matt thought it was a normal date, it turned out he'd been asked by the woman as she wanted him to appear on her OnlyFans and use him to make money.
Now, how did she know about it?
When the morning host... Obviously by looking, the morning host Ben Shepherd asked if Matt had considered having an operation to minimize the size of his penis, he explained he likely wouldn't.
No, I'm not an idiot.
Matt explained, I have looked into this. It's very expensive surgery and it costs about 15,000 euros roughly. It's not done very often. It's only done normally in the cases of tumors and things like that. In the case of normal function, it's not common. Speaking about Matt's situation, Ben noted that people are very mistaken about what benefits and gives you in life, and that it must be tricky for Matt to talk about as he is quite shy and in an intimate subject.
Oh Lord, he's defiling his body and his face to look less appealing to
According
people.
To Ben, it's fascinating because you can imagine that the majority of people watching would be going, what an absolute gift to be able to stand there and have more than enough. Would you say having a smaller penis would mean you'd be happier than you having a big one? Matt jokingly replied that there are more positive qualities that a person can have, like the good looks of Ben Shepherd. Discussing how tricky it is discussing the intimate topic with someone who is shy, he said, I'm trying to dispel some of the stigmas. I don't see why there's any difference talking about this and talking about your breasts or any other bodily part. It's not sexualized, it's just a fact of life. To discuss the issue further, he's written a book about his predicament, titled A Long Story. Life with one of the world's largest penises. While he has no specific release date as of yet, he revealed it is likely to hit shelves next year.
Yeah, no one's buying that shit. Guys ain't gonna want to read about the largest penis.
Women will.
Women will read about it. But it ain't gonna make them try any harder.
Well, it is what it is.
Good Lord. I don't ever look for the woman with the deepest vagina. I mean, damn. You got what you got. If only half of it can fit in, I'll be happy with the half it gets in.
Right. All right, guys. Well, this will be the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time on the Grim Articles Show.
Later.
Enjoy to the climb.